Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you feeling not so good after maybe a difficult experience and you're really not feeling like as connected to yourself or life as much? Well, today I'm going to talk about meaning and placing meaning to things. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, just before we dive in today, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest podcast episodes, never miss any, get a free weekly confidence tip and growth tip as well. All you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly confidence newsletter. And you can do that by clicking the link in the show notes below. I read a book a while ago, Man's Search for Meaning. And it's a hugely impactful book. And when I first read it, I guess I wasn't in the same place to receive it as I am now. And I haven't even read it recently. It came to me. I fell into the book from the message. And that can kind of, sometimes things can come to you out of nowhere. Just you feel into them. Maybe you've experienced this. And I've realized in my life, I've put different meanings to things that people put different meanings to. And we've all got, we're meaning, someone else once quoted, we're meaning making machines. I think that's actually on a sales training I was doing, because you've got to have a strong set of beliefs and training into your psychology going into sales role, definitely. Anyway, they were saying we're like meaning making machines. And I was thinking, for example, like, public speaking, yes, I found it tough at first, yet the meaning I put to it is this is something that's going to be a challenge to go through, but the more I do it and the more confident I'm going to feel, the more I'm growing, the more impact I'm going to make. I started feeling really good, whilst other people, the meaning they put to it is, oh my God, I'm going to look awful, I'm going to embarrass myself, what if I'm an absolute mess or whatever, right? That's the meaning they're putting. It's a very dangerous thing to be doing. I've got a completely different meaning. Therefore, I take more action towards it, right? And do it more often. There's a story I remember of like two young boys. And again, this is just a story, an example. I know there's quite a lot of sensitive issues out there. But there were two young boys and they had an alcoholic father. And then I believe they grew up. And they're two brothers, and one of them turned out to be a successful entrepreneur, a happy family man, doing pretty well for himself. And the other one became a real strong alcoholic. And they asked the boys, or the men then, like, why are you an alcoholic and why are you not an alcoholic? And I don't know if this is a true story or not, but it's a really good example. And I think it came from a real strong spiritual teacher, right? And the one who was an alcoholic said, I'm an alcoholic because my dad was an alcoholic, right? That's the meaning of it. My dad's an alcoholic. I'm in trouble. And therefore, I'm destined to be like this as well. My life was hard, right? And the other one said he's not an alcoholic because his dad was an alcoholic. Two completely different meanings, right? And the meaning he took from it was that, like, it was a lesson to serve him to not go in that direction. Okay. And there's probably a lot more other meanings to that. So I've realized how important meaning is, right? Whether it didn't work out in a dating or relationship situation, whether it didn't work out in a job, whether a business, it didn't work out with a client or didn't work out on a sales call. I've learned that it's really important that I understand what meanings I'm putting to things and then become more aware of those, because it can completely impact how I'm thinking, therefore how I'm feeling, therefore what I do going forward. Right. There's a great poem by one of my mentors, Joseph, and he says, as I think, so I feel, as I feel, so I do, as I do, so I have. I'll say that again. As I think, so I feel, as I feel, so I do, as I do, so I have. Meaning you think a way, you'll feel a certain way, then you do from how you're feeling, and then therefore you'll get different types of results from what you're doing. Okay, so meaning is everything, and the meaning is really important. The problem is we put unconscious meanings for a lot of things. So I already wanted to go through some steps, as always, practical steps of how you can put this into action. Just before I want that, I want to ask you, though, that if you're perhaps you're in a place where just everything seems really tough and stressful, and I'm not saying I've been in that space so many times, and there's some days I'm like, oh, I'm feeling a little bit stressful, a little bit more tired, right? And I have to take a bit of an observation or step back from myself, right? Or step back from my day. But how is it helping you by just putting like negative meanings to things, right? It's not saying you shouldn't feel it, but when you realize that everything's a challenge, everything's like really tough, even though there are going to be inevitably some very tough things, how does that serve you? Because if you're anything like me, it didn't serve me very well. I've been guilty of it as well. So here's some practical steps on actually how I start implementing this when I start dissecting without going into like a deep analysis all the time, but a short process I put in place to understand more meanings and therefore put more powerful meanings, therefore feel better about myself and my life. Okay. So the first thing I say when I'm feeling a tough emotion or something that's challenging me, I ask myself, what am I feeling? And sometimes I have to think about it and be like, okay, I'm feeling angry. Or am I really? Or am I just feeling anxious? Or am I feeling ashamed? Or I'm feeling guilty, right? What am I feeling? Being very honest and feeling that in my body. The second one, what it literally means, right? What does it literally mean? And without any kind of story, any kind of like emotion, what does it mean? So say someone cuts you up in traffic. What does that mean? It means someone cuts you off in traffic. Not some idiot pushed in front of me and has ruined my day. No, that's not what we're talking about. Purely what was the event? What literally happened, right? You could have got an argument with someone and then you start going, oh, They said a load of rubbish and therefore it got quite heated. No, you're putting like a story to it. You've got to step back. What happened was you had a disagreement with someone. That's what actually happened. Or you had two different stories, right? That's what happened. And then the meaning you start putting in there is like bias or things like that. Because another meaning could be, oh, we had an opportunity for both of us to grow and share some views. That could be another meaning you put to it, right? So literally what it means. And the third thing, what meaning have you been putting to it, right? And I'll give a very honest, vulnerable example for myself. When it's not worked out in dating relationship, and this was something I had to work through a lot last year from a situation. Even last year, yeah, like some of my wounds really came up. And what I realized the meaning I'd put to it was, even though like realistically I could see it wasn't like hugely passionate, hugely loving or anything like that. And no disrespect for either of us, you know, it's just some people just don't click and many people don't click, right? But the meaning I realized I'd been putting to that, and I'd done this maybe once or twice in the past, not always, but notice it. And I just be honest because I know lots of people could relate to this example was, maybe I'm not worthy of love. Like that's the meaning I was putting to it. And it really brought up a lot of different emotions. So asking what meaning you've actually been putting to something and being very brutally honest with yourself, because progress starts with truth. So you've got to be very honest with yourself, right? Maybe in the past, it's like, I didn't get a job. The reason, the meaning I put to that was I'm not valued. I'm not respected. Another meaning could have been, oh, thank goodness I didn't get that job. I'm going to be guided to something more amazing, of which I was eventually, but that wasn't the meaning I was taking at the time, right? And another meaning for you not working out with someone could be like, oh, great, I'm being guided to someone amazing and I've had an opportunity to grow. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel the sadness, the grief and that comes with it and all those kind of things, because we need to feel emotions and not push them away, not bypass them. That's one of the biggest challenges I see with personal growth is people were like not actually feeling what they could be feeling inside of their emotions, right? There's that, but then if you keep staying inside a story that just keeps winding you up again and again, that's probably not going to serve you. And then the fourth one is just choose your meaning again. What is a more empowering meaning you could put, right? And like I said, I was really empowered, or really, what's the word, inspired by Man's Search for Meaning, where Viktor Frankl wrote the book and he was being tortured. People were dying around him in some of the worst human conditions you could face. Yet he found a different meaning from that, right? And it's not saying I shouldn't feel negative when perhaps I got like someone, you know, pushes me out of the way, or it doesn't work out in dating or relationship. Or it doesn't mean I shouldn't feel upset when maybe a deal I've been working on for ages doesn't come together. Yet if I keep being stuck in like a story or certain negative meaning all the time, it's not going to serve me. So choose again. What does it mean, right? So those are the points of meaning I've got. Now, just before I dive on to my actual one that you'll want to hear, I just want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date with all these podcast episodes, never miss any, you can get a weekly confidence and growth tip. All you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. And you can do that by hitting the link in the show notes below. Okay, now, this is a bit of a strange one. You can just try it. Be open-minded. And it's quite like a spiritual one, but just see what comes up for you. Imagine you've got like some kind of guide or someone you alive or dead that you really admire. And imagine you'd love to have a conversation with and ask for some guidance, something that's really troubling you. Maybe you've got negative meaning on it. Ask them the question. Imagine asking them the question and then just stay there in silence and see what comes up for you. Because usually your own instinct's going to give you some very valuable insights on how to look into a situation. For me, again, being very open and honest and open, I talk to my grandma who died when I was 7, and I feel like she's my guiding angel sometimes when I'm really stuck or feel a little bit alone. I will ask a question and like I'm talking to her, and then the insights that come up for me is amazing. But you make sure you're not doing anything like listening to like music or watching TV or scrolling on your phone or see when you're doing this, because you need that genuine silence to connect with yourself and then see what wisdom comes up. Again, it's quite a spiritual like one, and you may or may not be open to it. But just have a go at it, right? Give yourself like 10 minutes silence for that exercise on something where you're really troubled with the situation. Okay, so that's what I got for you today. I wanted to talk about meaning today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.